the original thing she submitted to the governor's office, you know, some legal advice on that. But I just, you know, I think this is a very extraordinary time in history. I think we have to do, or have to be willing to do everything we can to help our licensees weather the storm. So I guess I just want to throw out there again, is this something we're going to consider in the future, or are we just done with the discussion, or can we just see how things go? Are we going to have another emergency meeting? I know you're just referring to that, but I guess this is something I don't want to completely say no. I mean, unless we're voting on it now and saying, no, it's never going to happen. So I just wonder what the...
Appreciate that question. So I think the consensus or the sense of the board was that things were still a bit fluid, lacking clarification from the governor's office, knowing they're busy, that the timing was off. And it's certainly not, the sense I got from the board was that it wasn't off the table, but we just didn't have enough information to take action on it at this moment. And we're taking the intermediate step to take the curbside part. Absolutely consider delivery at a future date.
Mr. Chair, this is Ms. Brown. As last meeting, it would be very helpful for the industry to know where the board is leaning in terms of many other states have put in place very sensible restrictions on delivery orders. Some have done it with food only and restricted it to restaurants. Some have said beer and wine only, in factory sealed containers with food only. This particular ask on the part of the industry, I think, should be viewed in terms of the uptick in food sales that it would promote for small restaurants who can have a full service offering to their customers. It would increase sales of their food products to such customers. Obviously, some of my clients are package stores, and they have the same ask. So just understanding where the board is leaning on the question would be helpful in terms of follow-up with the governor's office, would be helpful in terms of determining what legal language we should work on with Ms. Wilson in the interim. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Mr. Chair, this is Joan Wilson.
Go ahead, Joan.
Unless I'm a better drafter than I think I am, I imagine that the law and regulation section will have some substantive suggestions to the emergency regulations you just addressed on curbside pickup, and would imagine that, you know, within a very short period of time, you'd be holding at another emergency meeting to address those issues. So I'd leave it, of course, to the board to decide if they want to address home delivery now or, you know, wait to what I will suspect will be another meeting as soon as the work product is done and your schedules allow.
Okay, perfect. I think that's a fair summary in that the guidance or direction from the governor's office under emergency order would address curbside delivery would also encapsulate enabling provisions for the possibility of delivery. At such time, we as a board could then take up the regulatory piece that defines how we want that to happen, the restrictions and caveats in order to protect public safety and health. So I think that's maybe the path forward, is we get the clarity from the governor, and at such time we then have another emergency meeting to adopt regulations that I believe we should, Ms. Knight and Ms. Wilson and myself and Director Klinkhart and Ms. Oates, the stakeholders within industry that we can work on the fine points of that so that when the time comes and we can, we will take action on it. I think that's, or take consideration of it. So go ahead.
Well, I'm just, you know, we still haven't heard from the governor's office on our last, you know, recommendations to him. So I'm guessing that this isn't a priority for him. And if we're going to wait for him to give his clarification, I mean, it just may never happen. So, which is why we adopted the emergency resolution we did today to send to the governor's office, because we did the legal homework for him, or Joan did, or his attorney, or whoever did the work for him. You know, we did it for him. So I don't think he's going to do the work on this part and then send it back to us. I mean, I guess I'm asking you, what are we waiting for the governor to give us on this part? Because
the short answer is the temporarily tweaking Title IV under emergency regulation clauses.
So you don't want to move and then until we hear from the governor's office, which could
I think the question, this again, my opinion, the question of delivery, curbside is something that is much more controllable and really isn't a significant distortion of how alcohol service is done now. Delivery.
But didn't Joan already send that to the governor? I mean, what she sent us, Joan, I mean, I'm just asking, this is what you sent to the governor's office already, to go pick up curbside as well as the delivery. Didn't you already address
that
with the governor's office?
Yep, go ahead.
Through the chair, I sent the document that identified the parameters for curbside delivery that the board discussed last week, and then I identified the statutes that would also need to be changed to identify home delivery, but I didn't identify any parameters that the board would set on that because the board took that conversation off.
Sarah, are you good with that?
I guess for the industry, you know, they specifically asked us a question, and if our answer is, well, we're going to wait for the governor to get back to us, basically that means you're never going to hear from us. Or that's what I'm guessing. I mean, I'm just a pessimist on that. So, they specifically asked with the board leaning on this, and if we're saying we're waiting for the governor, it just doesn't seem like a fair answer.
So, I guess I'm not saying we're waiting for the governor necessarily. We are, but I'm not hiding behind that. The concern I have personally is that home delivery opens up, has a lot of potential far-reaching implications, and you can explore a lot of what-ifs, you know, admittedly hypothetical, but horrifying and potentially real, that if we go there would both give the industry a black eye and be to the detriment of public safety and health. So I don't want to react to the crisis without thoughtful consideration, and curbside seems like a much easier thing to address and keep control of than home delivery. So I think it's too soon for us to take thoughtful action on the question of delivery while we're in principle maybe in favor of it, and that's the direction that Ms. Knight and others need, that we're not saying no, we're not, you know, it's out. That's not what I'm suggesting, but I think it's a complicated enough issue that I don't want to screw it up. So I think there's more homework to be done on it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. I was just wondering when we might come back and reconvene and talk about that.
Well, that gets to the what's the will of the board? We've got a handful of topics that we kind of kicked down the road, and knowing the fluid nature of this epidemic and its impact on the our population and us in general. What's the sense? Do you want to schedule another meeting for 2 weeks from now, a special meeting to take up, reconsider other items that we had kind of kicked down the road, as well as give our staff time to work on addressing those concerns regarding delivery, and then we can have something to consider at that time and get it out for review and comment and discussion. Is that what's the sense of the board? Do we need to pick this up in 2 weeks?
Through the chair.
Yeah, I think that was.
Sorry. Go ahead, Rex.
Go ahead, Sarah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
No, okay, no, that's Sarah. Fine. I just was going to agree to what Glenn said. I think, you know, a couple of weeks sounds good.
Okay. Rex?
So, Glenn, and it may be due to my lack of ability at this current moment, it seems like, to keep all these things lined up. We've talked about a lot of things here in the last few minutes, but can you clarify for me or someone on the board? Currently, it looks like we have made progress on promoting or supporting the curbside sales. The other question that is before us, so to speak, is do we want to endorse deliveries? I think initially when this was brought up at our last meeting, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the topic was such that we were trying to find a way to help the licensees continue or increase their sales based on the restrictions that were in place due to COVID-19. Do we think that providing for home delivery is going to allow for sales that currently are not happening at all? Or do we think the public having the ability to show up and or be part of a curbside sale will answer that need? Can someone answer that for me? Because if the curbside sales are going to solve it, I don't know that we need to revisit this for home deliveries. If someone says, we're not going to be able to, keep jobs or keep employing people if we can't deliver to their house, that's one way to look at it. But if they're saying, well, now that we have curbside deliveries, that should help. That might alleviate us having to discuss this further.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
This is Ms. Brown from Holland and Knight. To the question, the delivery component many other states have found actually that promoting the delivery of alcohol with a food product to the home actually increases sales for all restaurants across the board because it is a one-stop shop. It also has been shown in the experience of other states that it helps restaurants especially get their basically what is happening is my clients have ordered a lot of alcohol for the anticipation of being open, and they have no ability to sell any of it. And the difference between curbside and delivery is when that product is included with food and goes to the home, people are more likely to click on, yes, add that to my order than to go through the extra effort of going to curbside. So it increases sales, and it also promotes getting some of the back-ordered stock, which they've already paid for, out the door. Oh, I'm sorry. And also, restaurants tend to upcharge on their alcohol, and so it increases their profit margins versus package stores, which, you know, can sell at a much lower price.
So, okay, appreciate that. I think there's another sort of lurking out there is that, as was Rex, you brought it up, Title IV currently allows for restricted delivery by package stores under circumstances that are precluded by other considerations at the moment, namely cruise ships and large gatherings. But SB 52 enabled, had expansion of delivery privileges or clarification. So I think it's what we're grappling with is a larger industry change. we're going to have to confront this, you know, at some point, and sooner rather than later seems like it might be worthwhile. But again, I want to make sure we make a thoughtful consideration of it. So to that end, maybe I would suggest that we schedule another meeting for 2 weeks, and during that time, all the stakeholders work on getting the language right and making sure that we're helping the people that need the help the most and not blowing the doors off of control and not creating significant unintended negative consequences here. So that's if you guys are good with that, we'll say we have some homework to do and we'll pick it up again in 2 weeks.
Glenn, do we also have other resolutions like that we were working on? Is that what they're called, resolutions, that we kind of postponed? Do we need to finish those?
The only one that I'm aware of is the kudos for Bob Klein. But short of the promoting curbside delivery, that was really the big one that is lurking, waiting for statutory authority. But we've taken further action at this meeting, so the regulations are in place for when the governor's office issues their
directive.
Right,
that was the word.
We're ready.
I was looking for was regulations. So there was, right before we ended our meeting last week, there was a gentleman who spoke up and said, well, we really hope you take action on the matter that you postponed. And I can't remember what that
was. Oh, that was the tasting room, combined
tasting room.
Yeah.
Right.
And no, we're not. That's going to be regular meeting.